Jon Stewart under fire from left-leaning Daily Show viewers after saying Biden can't recall very basic things. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 13, 2024. Comedian Jon Stewart is under fire from left-leaning The Daily Show viewers for questioning President Joe Biden's mental fitness and saying the president can't recall very basic things. Stewart kicked off his 9-year hiatus from The Daily Show on Monday, noting that the big news over the weekend was the damning information in the special counsel report on Joe Biden's handling of classified information. Stewart pointed out that special counsel Robert Hur's report noted Biden's diminished faculties and faulty memory, adding, "If charged, Mr. will likely present himself to the jury as he did during his interview with our office, as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with poor memory. This guy couldn't remember stuff during his deposition. Do you understand what that means? He had no ability to recall very basic things under questioning. The footage of the president unable to recall simple facts must have been brutal to watch," Stewart said. Watch below. The comedian then followed that up by poking fun at former President Donald Trump, playing a montage of clips of the 45th president saying he could not remember certain things. "It turns out that the leading cause of early-onset dementia is being deposed," Stewart quipped. Stewart then segued back to the topic of Biden, making fun of the president's disastrous Thursday press conference, where he had a meltdown after his mental fitness was called into question in the wake of the scathing special counsel report being released. The comedian also made fun of one of Biden's embarrassing blunders during that press conference, in which the president called on Mexico to open the border to Gaza. "Now, geography buffs might have noticed Gaza and Mexico do not share a border," Stewart said. Stewart also pointed out that the Biden-Harris campaign joined the Chinese app TikTok over the weekend, saying that Biden should fire everyone, adding, "How do you go on TikTok and end up looking older?" So, yes, everyone spent the entire weekend talking about whether the Democratic choice for president is mentally up to the challenge of the world's most demanding job, Stewart said. "It is not crazy to think that the oldest people in the history of the country to ever run for president might have some of these challenges," the comedian added. While Stewart poked fun at both Biden and Trump during his monologue, The Daily Show viewers did not seem pleased with Stewart's commentary on Biden. "Seriously disappointing. His comeback was hyped up for this take," one X/Twitter user reacted. "And the laziest of humor at best," another said. "Jon Stewart complaining that 2024 is two old guys again is like me complaining that it's two white guys again. It misses the point and minimizes the stakes," a third commented. "Looks like a large number of the people who were over the moon to see the return of Jon Stewart are now totally pissed off at him," another social media user observed. "He like SNL and CNN, forget that the switch to both sides is not what the core audience is here for," another declared. "He will continue to struggle." Another simply commented, "Nothing is funny about any of this," while another wrote, "Womp womp. Swing and a miss." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.